two, one. We're creeping into the middle of June, which usually means combines are rolling throughout the state. But Kim, the moisture has something to say about that. But there are some combines out in the field. So how is harvest progressing?
Probably running about 15% below average, and it started late. You've got some fields where it's rained, they're too muddy to get the combines in, but then you get cloudy, high humid days like today, and those wheat kernels just won't dry out so that you can get that wheat in the bin. You know, the elevators, they'll have a discount for wheat above 12.5%, so, and they really want it below 11.5%. So they're having a hard time, those berries drying out.
As we're moving further and further into June, like, what is late harvest, how does that impact prices?
I don't think it has much impact on prices. Maybe a minor impact where some local flour mills are dependent upon that wheat coming in. I think what's driving prices right now is the supply and demand conditions, both current and what on expectations. You look at U.S. Wheat stocks, well below average. You look at world wheat stocks, slightly below the records, but marginally tight. The market's watching what's going on in the Black Sea region. A lot of talk about Russian wheat production. Estimates anywhere from 2.8 billion to 3.1 billion bushels there. They've been lowering that a little bit. Talk about Australia's going to have another big crop. They've lowered that just a little bit over the last week. You go to the European Union, which is the number two exporter, followed led by Russia being the number one exporter. They've lowered the European Union's wheat production estimate also. And I think that's what's driving, the weather's driving prices right now.
You know, so shifting to the, just to the markets in general with wheat, corn, soybean, what is the market offering for those grain prices?
Well, right now, wheat prices around Oklahoma, $6.15, $6.20. You can forward contract corn for harvest delivery around $5.90. Soybeans at $13.70. Cotton, the futures market's above 86 cents a pound. And canola's at a record price of $12 per bushel.
So, you know, you're saying soybeans about $13. Is that relatively high for prices like soybean and corn, frankly?
Well, if you look at wheat prices, right now you can sell for $6.20. If you look at June, July, and August average over the last 10 years, that's $5.50. So $6.20 is well above that. The range is $8.63 to $2.58. You look at corn, $5.90 forward contract. The average corn price during harvest, that's September and October, is $4.10 over the last 10 years. Soybeans, $13.70. The 10-year high price, the highest price over the last 10 years during the October-November time period is $13.72. The average is $9.68. Yes, these are relatively high prices.
You know, in closing, should producers, how should they take advantage of this?
Well, I think the way to take advantage of relatively high prices is sell into that market. I think soybeans, how can you turn down a forward contract price that has only been there one short time period over the last 10 years. Wheat prices above average, could they go higher? Yeah, but the odds are against it going much higher.
All righty, Kim. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University. That work?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you got something to work with there.
Yeah.